Hey, good morning, friends. Skip here. March 15th, 2024. It is about 5:55 a.m. Our last day in Galveston, Texas. It was fun. It was fun to get away. It was fun to see the ocean. Not sure I'd come back to this particular place, but it was certainly worth a try. Glad to be heading home here today. Time to get back to normal things. The home stretch of the school year for everybody. My middle son, Lucas, will be graduating. So we have a lot of planning to do and some school to get through, a tennis season to get through. So it's time to get back in the swing of things, get back to our home. So we hope, if you listen to this today, send traveling mercies for the next 2 days. And it will probably be at least 2 days, if not three, before I'm able to get back to you. So, a little observation from my trip, I think might be appropriate. You know, folks, it really does come down to just some simple things. Kindness, love, and what I want to talk about today is awareness. Because as I view the world, as I view conflict, as I view people's interpersonal issues, you know, a lot of people who reach out to me to vent, to help. What I see is a pretty obvious sort of explanation of things. Let me go grab a tissue. I probably should have done this before I started the podcast. Forgive me as I blow my nose. I think you can trace authenticity to a few simple things, love and kindness. I think you can trace the lack of authenticity and the turmoil in the world, and the turmoil in oneself, to some pretty simple things also. Now, that's what I'm going to talk about. Now, I say simple, I don't mean easy. Because dealing with, you know, being kind, dealing with loving people is a difficult thing. Dealing with the lack of awareness that really stifles who we are, that really is the root of all conflict, is also very difficult. So here's a simple explanation with a lot of difficult aspects to it. And that's really ultimately, my friends, what this podcast really is. It's just a couple simple concepts, but how we live those concepts out in the human experience is really very difficult. So I'm convinced that just like love is the answer, and that kindness is how we express that, and that that is truly who we are, the lack of awareness is ultimately the root of all conflict, of all evil, of all turmoil, of all unauthenticity. It's also something like love that you can't just teach. You can't teach someone to become aware. You have to grow into that. You have to learn to examine oneself, one's motives, one's fears, one's misgivings, one's mistakes. You have to, it's a learning. There is no book There is no steps that can teach you. Now, there are books and steps that can maybe offer avenues to awareness, but it is up to you to realize on some level that awareness is really one of the key elements to authentic spiritual growth. So what is awareness, right? Let's see if we can do this. Awareness is really a recognition of a greater reality than what we've been taught. A greater reality about ourselves, a greater reality about other people. Awareness will have within the reality, within itself, you know, a deep intuitive sense of others, a recognition that people act out of ignorance, that even if they act out of malice, that malice comes from ignorance. And so awareness in so many ways is a recognition of one's own ignorance and others' ignorance. Now, this is where being compassionate is important, because it's easy to become judgmental. Very easy. At least it is for me. You have to be aware of the fact that people are simply acting out of what and who they have been taught to be. Excuse me, my friends. I'm having a bit of a thing. So, if love is sort of the purpose of human existence, of human life, excuse the noise, if love is the purpose of human existence, and kindness is the way we express that, then I say the third most valuable thing to spiritual growth, to a true spiritual reality, is awareness. I'm ranking it up there, if you will. And I hate to rank things, but love, kindness, awareness. I want you to just take a step back and look at politics in your country, in my country of origin, the United States, and you will see that there are degrees of awareness and degrees of non-awareness. I want you to look at religion. You will see that there are some religions that might be more aware of diversity, might be more aware of what it really means to be human, and some that absolutely are not. I want you to look at individuals. Look at yourself. And this is where it becomes really hard. Because we're taught, we're programmed, just like the body politic, just like the body religion, just like all systems. We're taught to view things in a way that allow us to identify ourselves in certain ways. And because those identifiers, as I talked about in my last podcast, are derived from a false reality, they do not open up vistas of awareness. And it really takes that awareness, and don't forget about the definition here, that awareness is a recognition of the deeper truth of love. It's a recognition of one's own mistakes, one's own wants, one's own needs, one's own ability to be closed-minded and the need to grow. It's also an awareness of that in other people and in systems. It's a recognition of the ignorance that stems from the way we live as humans. And you can see it in other people. You can see them, you know, demonize groups of people. You can see them not help the world. Matter of fact, you can see people become very harmful in the world. And what that is just a simple ignorance about what it means to truly be human. To be aware of yourself, to be aware of others, is a recognition of that ignorance. And so awareness, self-awareness, awareness of others, awareness of reality, is just as important as anything else. You know, my friends, the Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, that patron saint of Buddhism, if you will, what being the Buddha means is to be the awakened one. It's to be awake to the way the world is, to the illusions of the world, to one's own motivation, one's own desires, one's own failings. And it's an awareness and an awakeness that allows you to see that the illusion comes from what we've agreed as reality. And so if you would like, I believe that awakened understanding is the same as awareness. Although the Buddha means the awakened one, the one who has woke up to what reality really is, I think you can call that the Christ mind also, if you'd like. You can call it the aware one, if you'd like. You can use any of those terms, right? Nirvana, or born again, you know, whatever term is out there, I believe it's the same thing. And what it is waking up to, becoming aware of one's true self and the things that impede one living out of that true space. And what impedes that is the fact that we weren't and are not completely awake yet, and others are not awake to themselves, aware of themselves. And so you see people do really stupid stuff, right? I mean, just let me use my language here. You see people do really stupid things and you kind of shake your head. Well, the reason they do that, the reason we do stupid things is because we're not aware of a different way. We're not aware always of the ramifications of those choices. We're not aware of how we are inexorably linked to certain desirable outcomes. We're attached to outcomes, to things we believe are absolutely necessary that really aren't. As I said, folks, it's love and kindness and awareness. It's simple to say, but it is a challenge to understand. Because we can never really see the next place. You know, we can't see the next paradigm of what it means to be us. We can see in the past just fine. But we really can't see the next paradigm. We can become aware of where we're at, but to know the next stop on the spiritual journey is really very difficult. And it does take love and kindness and patience and forgiveness and awareness. So the next time someone cuts you off in traffic, the next time you see some politician say something really stupid, understand that it's simply a lack of awareness. The next time you do something where you go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, it's a lack of awareness. So may it be that we all become aware. Hey, thanks for your time. Sorry about the stuffed up nose. I'm human. This is a human podcast, my friends. Sitting on this couch in this condo in Galveston, Texas, talking into my phone. Anyway, thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you in a couple days. See you then. Bye-bye.